We are learning Maseches Moed Katan, Daf Chavav Amud Aleph, and we're beginning the last words on Daf Chav Hey Amud Beis. Tana Rabbanan. We learned in the Braisa, Ve'elu Kroim She'in Mis'achim. The following tears, we rip the Kriya, rice Kriya, rip clothing for a mace, you not let us sew them back. What are them? What are the different Kriyas? A Kriya Al Aviv Al Imoy, someone who rises Kriya on a loss of a father or a mother, Val Rabbi Yishlom the Torah, or his Rebbe that taught him Torah, Val Nasi, Val Av Bezdin, or Nasi of Klal Yisrael, like a Melech, or Av Bezdin, Val Shmuas Rois, if he hears bad news, we'll see exactly what that means, Val Birkas Hashem, someone hears Chas Hashem, someone said something Kneged Hashem, Kal Hashem, Chas Hashem, Val Seifa Torah Shinisraf, or he sees the Seifa Torah burns, so they also he writes his kriya and you don't sew it back. Val Ori Yehuda, Val Hamikdash, Val Yerushalayim, or destroyed cities of Yehuda, or the Beis Hamikdash, the Makom Hamikdash that's destroyed, or Yerushalayim that's destroyed. All these things he writes kriya and you don't sew it back. V'kareya al Hamikdash, if you already write kriya on the Mikdash, you moisiv a little more on Yerushalayim. And we'll see in the Gemara that there's a chiluk what happened, what you saw first. Now the Gemara is going to go through and explain this brisa. The first part of the brisa says, the halach is, you write kriya and you don't sew it back. Menolan, what's the makar for this? The chesiv, it says in the pasuk, regarding Elisha, who is a Talmud of Eliyahu HaNavi, so it says, when Eliyahu HaNavi was nostalgic, when he went up to Shemayim and he died, it says in the pasuk, Elisha Royev who mitzayik avi avi rechev Yisrael farashav. That's the pasuk says. I mean, darshan, and it says later on in that pasuk that he did a rice kriya, like we'll see. So with darshan avi avi ze aviv imay, double lashon avi 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 ze aviv imay. That's a father and mother. We learned that you have to rice kriya. Rechev Yisrael farashav ze rabbi shlom leTorah. That's referring to a rebbe at Torah Torah. My mashma. What do you see from the pasuk that we're talking about a rebbe? Can metargim Rabbi Yosef, rebbe, and the metargim teaches the word of the means rebbe. The tav lohin liyisrael b'tzlusay that it was good to klai Yisrael, it was better to klai Yisrael with his tefillah merasikin approshim, better than horses and chariots. It's better than the army. The davening of the rebbe. So Akapani, you see, we're talking about Rebbe also. The shaila is that what's the raya from the word rebbe? So then, how do you know avi? How do you know avi imoy? So the Maharsha actually learns that Avi refers to Avi Imai. The second part of the Pasuk, the Tav Lahoin Li Yisrael B'Tzloisei, that he's better, his tefillah is better than Rasikin of Prashim, that's referring to the Rebbe. Because the Rebbe is the one who has the Kayach HaTefillah and Kedavah. So that's where the Remez to, like it says, that when you have a Remez, that's a Remez to the Chacham, like the Mashal says, Umashmoi Chacham v'Rav, Mishyesh lechol beisa yelech etz Chacham v'vakish lov rachmim etilosay nishmaas. That tefillah is heard, so it's referring to the Rebbe. Beloi zok the Gemara vayt, Beloi misachim in Olon. So now we know that these three have kriya, the Aviv, Imoy, and Rabbi Shlom v'Tayr. Beloi misachim in Olon. How do you know that you don't sew it back? The Chesiv, it says in the pasuk, by Yechazek b'Vegodov. He grabbed. So this pasuk is going there by Elisha. It says end of that pasuk. Vayichazek b'vgadav vayikra'im l'shnayim kra'im. So the Gemara says mashunam vayikra'im any day l'shnayim. I don't know it's two. Elam lamet shekruim va'omdim l'shnayim la'olam. And the Rashash points out that the Rosh is not for the word shnayim. We had that before. That it's the reason the Shnayim is to teach us that you have to rip it through the end, the edge. That's what it means, Shnayim. So Rosh Hashanah, the drash is lashon keruim, and says lashon keraim. It sounds like it's torn forever. So Akapanim, that teaches us that you don't sew it back. Omle Roshakos Rav Yechanan, Anachap Derayif Nei Al Yochaihu Al Yochanav never died. Omle Kivin Dechsev Loi Ra Oid. Since he never saw him again, so the Gavi him was like a mace, and the Mepharshim speak out. I can tell me now if a Rebbe goes away, moves away out of town, and you're not going to see him again. You're also going to rise Kriya. Says no, there could be a possibility to go see him. Mashaken here it was a matzav. It won't be a possibility. So he'll not be again. So it was kemeis dami, and therefore he rise Kriya. And we're learning out from there that Kriya ain't misachim. You don't sew back the Kriya. So that teaches us, Av imay v'rabbi shlomo taira. Nasi v'av bezdem v'shmuis rois v'nolan. How do you know Nasi v'av bezdem v'shmuis rois? The Chassid says in the Pasuk. This Pasuk is referring to, there was a big war with the Plishtim. Klai Yisrael went out to war with the Plishtim. And in that war, a lot of Yidden died, including Shaul and Yonason. Shaul, the Melech, and his son, Yonason, were killed in that war. So it says when David HaMelech heard about that, Vayechazek David b'vigodov, Vayikra'im, v'gam kol anoshim ha-she'itoi, then it says, Vayispedu, Vayivku, Vayitzuma de'erev, Al-Shol, Val-Yonisim, Benoi, Val-Am HaShem, Val-Beisi Shol, Kunafel v'charov. So the Pasuk says that when he heard the news, he writes Kriya, and they cried till the evening on Shol, and on Yonison, and on Am HaShem, Al-Beisi Shol, Kunafel v'charov. So with Darshan, Shol Zanasi, Shaul is the Melech, Anasi. That teaches us that he writes Kriya Anasi. Yoinison is Av Bezdin. Al Am Hashem, Val Basis Shaul, Ilu Shmuis Rois. That's referring to Shmuis Rois. There's bad news that Chelik of Klai Yisrael was killed. That's called Shmuis Rois. So you see from here that Shmuis Rois, Nasi Av Bezdin, writes Kriya. And had Omalei, Rav Bar Shaval, Rav Kahana, Veima Adahava Kulu. Maybe the only time you write Kriya is if you have all four things, all three things, Nasi and Av Bezdin. And Shmuz Reis, Amalei, Al Hifsik Indian. Every Lashon Al is Mafsik the Indian. Frank the Mashah, so then it should be, what's the four things then? It says Al Shal, that's Melech, Val Yonis and Benoia, that's Av Bezdin, Val Am Hashem, Val Beis Yisrael. What's Al Am Hashem, Val Beis Yisrael? What's Pshat in two things? If Al is a Hifsik, so what's two things? Al Am Hashem, Beis Yisrael. So I saw two different Pshat to me. That's what it means, it was men and women. And other pshat was meant the Tamid Chum and the Hamayin Am. Am Hashem is Hamayin Am, Beis Shol is Tamid Chum. It's two pshat from I saw. What?
Are you writing Kriya Nam for?
No, because the Shmuis Rice. The Shmuis Rice. This is the Shmuis Rice Chelik. This is the Shmuis Rice Chelik.
Four times?
What?
You write Kriya once.
If you hear it all at one time, you write Kriya once. But each one has a Chi of Kriya. What? It says Al. It says exactly what it says. Al Hashal, Al Yonis and Benoi, Al Am Hashem, Al Beis Yisrael. So we're learning from there. So good question. How do you know you write Kriya and Nasi? That's the Gemara's question. Everything's a great question. Everything Gemara, Al is Mafsik. Okay? So now it's a Kasha. If Al is Mafsik, what happened to Al Am Hashem, Al Beis Yisrael? Someone of Sharon don't ask the Kasha, but it's a Pashto Kasha. Very simple question. Well, how do you learn Pashto Pshat? I'm not Sharon Pshat. Because if you're making Al Nasi by itself, Al Bezdin by itself, so what's going on with Al Mitzvah? Pashto question. So the question was better than the Teretz. But the Teretz is the saying is that the Shmuas Rois of, let's say, Tamid Chum, and Shmuas Rois of Moin Am, which is a Chiddush, but the Chiddush is that don't say Shmuas Rois only by Tamid Chum, even Moin Am is Shmuas Rois. And each one will be Mechayiv Eist Kriya by itself. Punk in this case, all four terrible things happened at one time, so one Kriya was Yotzev everything. And we learn from Pasuk Al that there's a separate Kriya for everyone. Here we Yotzev with one, but separate Kriya for everyone.
The person loses two kriyas at the same time.
One kriya works for everything, as the Mara says. Umi kriya is at the same time. One kriya works for everything. Umi karina na shmuas harais. Umi karina na shmuas harais. Va'omulei l'shmuel. Do you write kriya on shmuas harais? Va'omulei l'shmuel katoil katol shavamalka shavamalka treis alfa yudai v'mizigas kesri. They told Shmuel that the shavamalka, which was the king of the region, he killed 12,000 Yidden in the city, Mezigas Kisri, Beloy Kara. And Shmuel heard this news, and they didn't write Kriya. So what you see, you don't write Kriya on Shmuel's rise. Le Amru Ella Baroy V'tzibur. The only time you write Kriya is on a Roy V'tzibur or Kamaisa Shahaya. What does it mean, Roy V'tzibur? It wasn't Roy V'klai Yisrael Nifter in the war of Plishtin. Zokter Muki Yosef and the Ramban also, that the Peshad is like this. That the not the Kavana that Reva Am died, but Reva Am went out to war, and in that war there was a major calamity that is called Reiv Tzibur, and that is where Shmuas Rois. But Stam, not Stam, if another terrible thing, which means 12,000 got killed, that is no Chiv to Rice Kriya. Look at Reiv Tzibur. Because that was the Ma'is Chaya by the story of Plishtim, where is Reiv Tzibur, Reiv Yisrael. Some say it means Reiv Shevet. Akapanim will go with that Psha, like the Mukhiyas. Umik, Frank the Marakasha, Stam, like a practical question, the Mara asks, it's not true. Umik, Katal Shvamalka, Yehudai, did Shvamalka kill Yehudim? He didn't kill Yehudim. Vamalai Shvamalka, Lashmuel, tastily, I deserve credit to like Katal Yehudim Ailam. I never killed any Yehudim. And for the Gemara, Hosam Inu Gamri L'Nafshayu. There, the people of Mzigas Kesri caused this killing to themselves. And what it means is, Shra Malka never killed Eden for no reason. Dorav Ami, Lekal Yeserit Mzigas Kesri, Paka Shuru Delutka. It says, where Ami said, that when they were Moirid, they rebelled against the king, against Shra Malka, and the music was so loud, the walls of Lutkia were shaking because of it. So you see, they went ahead and tried to rebel, and that's why they squashed the rebellion and got 12,000 people killed. But Shra Malka never killed someone, just Tamazai. This is just a Zaita question. It doesn't change the calamity and the reason why it should be a Kriya. And the most terrorist to that, why there's no rice in Kriya, is because it's not Rav Tzibah. So there we went through like half the brisa. Vaiter, it says, Al Birkas Hashem. If someone has Shom hears a klala to Hashem, he also writes his Kriya. Al Birkas Hashem no. And the Chassid says in the Pasuk, Vayovi al Yokom ben Chilkiya Asher al Abayis, Vashavne Asofer, Vyoyach, but also Vamaski al Chiskiyo, Kurue Begodim. This is talking about that Nebuchadnezzar had a person named Ravashke, and he came, Rav Shoke, and he came and he said terrible things connected to Hashem. And because of that, Al Yakom and Shavna, they all rise to Kriya because they heard something Megadef Hashem. So you see from here that there's a Chi of Kriya on Birkas Hashem. Tarabon, Echra Shemeya, Vechra Shemeya, Pia Shemeya, Chayel Kriya. Not only someone who hears Birkas Hashem, someone who hears from someone who heard. He hears Edis, he's Chayel Kriya. But Edim, who are saying it over, they hear themselves saying it also. They should be chayav kriya. No, in the chayav and the kriya. Why? Shekar karu b'shash shomu, because they already write kriya when they heard it from when they heard it live. What?
They should do twice.
Because every time you hear it, you know chayav kriya. Maybe.
You
just
say you already do kriya one time.
When it's one hearing, I understand what the kasha is. When
you, same thing.
No,
it's two separate.
Let me ask you: hear Birkas Hashem in this year, and 8 years later, hear Birkas Hashem also. You don't have to do Rashi again.
Same thing.
2 weeks later and 10 years later, there's not really a difference. What's the difference? It makes a difference. Every time you hear it again, it's the same thing. Every time you hear it again, Echra Shemei, Echra Shemei, Echra Shemei. Same one here also. The Shemei, Pia Shemei is the same one also. If every time you hear it, every time you hear Birkas Hashem, you write a Kriya. Before, we're talking about something else. Talking about that one, if you hear four things at once, the same Kriya happens every time. But Pshas Maisi, you have to create. At the end of the day, you're right. Kutesh, Karo B'Shas Hashem, that's Mara's Tarets. Yeah, B'Shas Hashem, I have a Hakashami, it's Mara's Kash, that's Mara's Kash. And Mara's learning from Joshua. Mara says, L'Chaira, what's the difference? If I hear it again now, Hakashami Hashta, the Mara has a Kasha on Yosef. You're saying you did it once, we know, but I heard it again now. Lo yisagadai, the chesiv says in the pasuk, "Vayikish shmaya hamelech chizkiyo, vayikres begodav hamelech." So it's vayikres begodav hamelech karav hem lekaru. It says that they came and told the Rav Shoke's words. They told to chizkiyo now, chizkiyo hamelech. It says vayikish shmaya hamelech chizkiyo, vayikres begodav, vayaskim esach v'yov beis Hashem. It's Sebastian, only he writes kriya and not the other people who already writes kriya. I'm saying Rav Shoke was a shliach of someone. I said Nebuchadnezzar, I'm not sure it was Nebuchadnezzar, it might have been a different Babylonian king, but Rav Shoke was coming with a shlichus of terrible things connected to Hashem, and so the first, the Yochum and those tzaddikim rise to Kriya, and then Chizkiyo heard about it, he ve'yikra es begadah. When they hear it. Even a guy, it sounds like, yeah, because Rav Shoke wasn't a yid, yeah. Even a guy. I guess it's the Birkas Hashem Shavuot. That's what that's the thing. Lemis Achim and Alan, Hainam Lemis Achim, which means really all these things that we learned Kriya. Hainam, you don't sew it back. I say Kriya. You learn out from the Kriya of Elisha, which you learned said Kraim, and therefore was for sure Lemis Achim. We learn out all the Kriyas from there. Kriya. Sefer Torah Shenisraf and Alan. How do you know if you see a Sefer Torah that was burned or it was ruined in any way? Can we later on in the Gemara? Menolon, how do we know someone has to write Kriya? The Chassid, it says in the Pasuk like this, that Yirmiyahu HaNavi wrote Megillas Eicha before the Churban HaBayis. He wrote Perek Aleph, Perek Gimel, and Perek Dalet before the whole Churban HaBayis. And this was serving as a warning for the Churban HaBayis. And later on, after the Churban HaBayis, he completed it with Perek Beis and Perek Hay. And he told his Talmud, Baruch Ben Neriah, to write it. And they brought it over to the king, who was Yoyakim at that time. So it says, "Vayikra Karo Yehudi Sholish Dalsas Varbo." He read three or four psukim. After that, "Vayikra El Batara Sefer," It says, we'll explain this a little better soon, but Yaakim ripped it with his razor. He threw it into the fire. There was a little fireplace, a little fire cup. There was a fire in a big bowl. He threw it into the bowl and burnt it up. Burnt up the Megillah. So Mark explains, my shalosh dasis v'arba, omr leil Yaakim, they told you Yaakim, kosav Yirmiyah sefer kinnis. Yirmiyah wrote a sefer of lamentations. Omru maiksiv, what does it say? So they told him the first pasuk, Eicha Yoshva Badad, how Yerushalayim is sitting alone. That's what he read him first. Eicha Yoshva Badad, the ira bas yom hoysa ka'amana. So he heard that pasuk. He said, okay, Yerushalayim is telling him, Amalei, I know Malka, I'm the king. Don't say anything about me over there. Amalei, it's his next pasuk. Bokhoi sifke belayla v'demasa al-yachya. So he says also, Amalei, I know Malka, I'm the king. Don't say anything about me. The next pasuk, Gols Yehuda Ma'ini, the Yehuda will go into Golos from being poor. He says, I know Malka, I'm the king. Darketin Avelus, that the roads would be desolate. He says, Ana Malka, he still didn't say anything about me there. Came to the fifth Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Hoyu Tzareha L'Roish. It says, you know what would be the leaders of the city? The Tzareha, the enemies. Oh, now he got scared. Now he lost the shtel already. Amalu Man Amram. Who said that? So they answered him, Ki Hashem, which is a Pasuk in Eicha also, Ki Hashem Hoyga Reiv Pisha'eha. Because Hashem is the one who said it. Yad, right away, Yaakim went. Kodar kolas karishuba. He carved out all the Shem Hashem from Megillas Eicha. V'sarfon ba'esh. And he threw it into the fire. V'hainu d'chsiv. And state in Pasuk. And it says, V'loi pachdu v'loi karuos b'gdeim. That the people who were standing there did not rip their clothing. It says, they did not rip clothing, which is a major tain on them. They have to rise, Kriya. So, what do we say for Torah? So, the Mefarshim already explained, so the Kavachayimah, Madach, Megillas Eicha, if it gets burnt, you have to rise, Kriya. Kavachayimah, a Sefer Torah. Like the Rosh speaks out that since you bring a raya from Megillas Kinnos, and we'll see later on, even tefillin, they get burnt, you have to rise kriya.
Megillas Kinnos wasn't even complete over here.
It wasn't even complete, exactly. Even parasha achas, the Rosh says. Parasha achas, menaviyim v'ksuvim. One parasha from menaviyim v'ksuvim, you have to rise kriya. It means raya could more later on say about tefillin also, 100%. And Kavachayim, it does say about Torah. But you see, if it's not only say about Torah, anything, you have to rise kriya. If you see one of Sifrei Kodesh being burnt, I would say...
From a cloth, right?
No, what? Yeah, it's a real Sifrei Kodesh. Also, I would say it has to be Dafka Shem Hashem also. Because you see here, the Askaras, Lechara, Megillas Esther, I'm not sure. You have to ask a local Orthodox rabbi. But I'm not sure, Megillas Esther, if that be counted. But on one hand, it sounds like from the Rosh, from the Vim, Muxuvim, even Megillas Esther. On the other hand, from the Gemara, you only see, you know, Dai Love, Ibn Lias Kanidin, that Lechara, you only see Askaras. But that's a good Shaila, I'm not sure. Omer Popol Abaya, Ema Mishum Shuas Royas. Maybe he writes Kriya, not because of burning the Sefer Torah. You know why he writes Kriya? Because Shmuas Royas. It's bad news. It wasn't bad news yet. It was a warning. Therefore, it doesn't apply. The din Shmuel's Roy does not apply to this. If someone sees a Sefer Torah that was ripped or burnt, you have to make two kriyas. And we'll speak in a second before you have a kasha. Achas al agvil, v'achas al aksav. One for the klaf and one for the ksav. Shenema achrei suraf melech asaraf as megillah. It says in the pasuk, "Achas reif hamelach es megillah hesadvarim." See, there's two different things: the megillah and the dvarim, which means the klaf and the dvarim. Moshe wants to know what I mean. Two kriyas. It's one to shmiya. So echanami, the case like this: it started burning. All that was burning was the gvil, was the klaf. No words yet. Right kriya. When it gets to the ksav, you write kriya again. But echanami, if you heard it, if you saw it all at once, and the time you realized it, already the thing was burning. It's only one kriya. Like we said, there's only one kriya. On if it's two things, there's only one kriya. That's what the Mepharshim speak out. The Meiri speaks this out Mepharsh. So the Gemara Vaita. Rav Abba, Rav Huna, Bar Achia have a Yasvei. They were sitting. Come, Rabbi Abba, boil a fnuya. Rav Abba had to go out to the bathroom. Shakle to Tavase, he took his tefillin. Achse Abbe Sadia, put onto a pillow. Osi Basni, saw. A ostrich came, Boyle Mivli, wanted to swallow up the tefillin. And he came back and he saved the tefillin, or Rav Huna saved the tefillin. And Rav Abba said, Oma, Hashta chayv on shtei kriyas. Wow, if you wouldn't have saved it, I would have been chayv two kriyas. How do you know? Because he held the two kriyas, one for the gevil, one for the klaf, and one for the ksap. You see, even my tefillin does it in kriya. So he said, how do you know? Blav yodeh, I had such a story. I came to Rav Masna, he didn't know. Also came to Rav Yehuda, v'amali, hacham ha-shmuel, loy amru el bezraya. The only time you have to rise kriya, it's only if it's bezraya, u'kamayis ha-shaya, only if it's forced, u'kamayis ha-shaya. What does that mean, only if it's forced? So one pshat in the Rishonim, Rashi Kisviyad, is that the only time you have to rise kriya, it's only if it's done lahachis. Like a case of Chizkiyo, where he threw something to the fire. Chizkiyo, by Yoyakim, where he threw something to the fire. That's a case where you have to rise Kriya. But if by mistake, an ostrich eats it, who said that would be Chayiv for Kriya? That's one Pshat Gemara. Or Rashi over here learns that the Varda is only if it's Yochel HaHatzel, then you don't have to rise Kriya. If it's in Yochel HaHatzel, then you have to rise Kriya. If you could have saved it, then rise Kriya. But Shved, then what's the Svara? So you have to say the Svara is Kumaisa Shoya. That's not like Kumaisa Shoya. And therefore, that's why it would be in Dafka in that case. Like upon him, we're coming out of here, that even Tefillin, which is not a whole Sefer Torah, there'd be Chiy of Kriya, and one for the Gvil, one for the Ksav. And like we said over from the Meiri, that Shtei Kriyas means one after another. If you see the first part without the second part, then you rise Kriya twice.